Okay, we can probably think about starting. I've got a set up now for recording the call, so it's a lot more useful for future for people who weren't able to make it tonight or today. I guess I'll kick off. Generally, the ideas of the call-ins are to for Hackerspace to check in and give an update on any events that they've been running or plans that they have going forward, and for to talk about things where we opportunities for collaboration, events, conferences that participants or Hackerspace are participating in the future. So we generally kind of start off with a quick each Hackerspace that's on the line, get somebody from their Hackerspace gives a quick less than five minute update on what's happening. So I'll start off with giving an update for my Hackerspace. My name's Robert Fitzsimons, Rob Fitz, and I'm from TOG in Dublin, Ireland. And we've had a fairly busy month or so since the last call-in. We had a quite successful 2 weeks of Science Week 2010 and Innovation Dublin 2010. These are events organized by the local government to promote science and to promote innovation in the country. And so the fit for a Hackerspace is a good one there. So we ran I think about 12 or 10 different sets of talks on electronics, biodiesel, securing yourself online. We did craft workshops, so it was very successful. I think we had about 70 people visit us over the 2 weeks. And two of the interest was so good on two of the workshop events, we're going to run them again over the next synchronous hackathon weekend. So otherwise the only other big issue is at the moment is the weather. We've had a very cold snap, the coldest November in 17 years or something, so we have to do some modifications to our Hackerspace to try and improve the heating situation, at least so we can get the temperature up above 14 degrees centigrade. I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit. But otherwise than that, things are ticking along nicely. In the new year, we hope to run some events for Engineers Week, so another one of these kind of national kind of events to highlight some of the activities in our Hackerspace. But otherwise than that, I think I'll leave that for a moment. Any questions or comments?
Hi there, Robert. When you guys did the mini talks, did you ask people to prepare for talks ahead of time, or did you just loop a bunch of people in a room and give them the opportunity to share some knowledge? Is Ireland still on the line?
Okay, it wasn't just me. I actually redialed in because I thought I lost my connection.
It seems as though something terrible has happened to Ireland.
Little Rock, Arkansas is still here. Mainly listening with interest.
Okay, so you're Charlotte in Arkansas. Who else is on?
Hi, this is Rob Fitz from TOG. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are, Rob. How you doing?
Okay. Did I not go through when I was talking there?
We got as far as your space needs to be heated, and then you vanished.
Okay, and I answered, and did you hear me back on the answering the question?
Not so much, sir.
Okay, so
no, I didn't hear.
Okay, well, the question I heard was is that there was some talk on how the events that we are the types of talks.
Yes.
And I tried to reply to essentially the talks that we gave were much prepared talks. But yeah, I think we continue on. Did one of you guys from Hackerspace Charlotte want to give a quick update?
Sure, my name is Max Wallace from Hackerspace Charlotte. We're a brand new Hackerspace. We had the original interest meeting the second week of September. Red Davies, who is also on the call, organized a meetup group and thought he'd get a couple of people to see about, you know, kicking the idea around. He arranged to have a dining room set aside for about 12 people, and then he wound up having to call them later that day and say, when I said 12, I meant 50, because it turns out there was a huge demand for a hackerspace in the greater Charlotte, North Carolina area. Within a month, we'd written bylaws, charters, formed a nonprofit corporation, taken initial pledges, and signed a lease on our space, which I'm now standing in the Arts District in North Carolina. We had to do about 6 weeks of build-out, painting, clearing out old underwear because somebody was living in here, electrical, fix the roof, you know, little kind of stuff. And I'd like to report that we had a very successful public grand opening this Friday and Saturday night. We did a kind of a cocktail kind of artsy demonstration thing to coincide with some arts events that were happening in our neighborhood at the time. I can say that the dry ice Jenga was an absolute success. The things in a microwave, I would not recommend doing that. We took a microwave, put it outside, and let people put whatever they wanted in it. After the first two circuit boards caught fire, I think we kind of gave up on that because the cloud of smoke was just terrible. We also had throwies where people could create little LED tossers based on a little LED diode, tape it to a battery with a magnet on it, and that was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, we had a symposium very similar to what you guys are doing in Ireland, Rob, so I may have stolen the idea from you, where we had a bunch of our members come in and give talks on anywhere from, we had a great talk on social engineering, we had a CNC demonstration, a gentleman brought in a fully functioning MakerBot and EggBot, which I still can't get over because we have things on the table here that did not exist in the world 3 days ago, which is just awesome. And going forward, we have a bunch of smaller talk seminars. We're going to try to create some community nights and keep going forward with bringing science, knowledge, learning, and hopefully not explosions to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Brilliant. So you guys got set up in about a month. Is that correct?
I was actually hoping to find out what the world record was for fastest hackerspace setup, because we went from original interest to signing a lease on a space in a month and a day.
Well, I remember we got set up in, we had our first meeting at the end of January 2009, and we moved into our first space in the middle of that May, so we were about 3-4 months, and everybody thought that was very quick at the time. So a month and a day, I think that's pretty much going to be a record. It's the quickest I've heard.
Excellent.
I think you could probably put bragging rights on, like, put your line down in the sand. I don't think anybody's going to beat it.
Excellent. We'll take it. It turns out that one of the more difficult parts that we had for our opening was determining our liability insurance. So I have a lot of experience that I can share on that to any, at least American-based hackerspace with our unique legal structure in terms of explaining to the insurance agent exactly what you do when you don't know what you do.
Yeah, it can be very difficult to describe what our organizations are. Okay. I'm sorry, I missed the person's name from Little Rock. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Terry Montgomery, and basically at our current moment, it's really just a number of us, a number of friends. We've been talking. I'm trying to at least put the push behind some organization and really getting something going. There is an effort that has happened here in Little Rock, more along the lines of a tech lab night that has been held once a month for the last couple of months, where a gentleman that has a location or temporary location, we've been using that to, we've been talking about microcontrollers and playing around with the Texas Instruments MSP430. But like I said, it's kind of slow starting as far as getting anything actually going towards a true physical hacker space, which is my goal. But that's, I'm still here and listening with interest.
Yeah, no, cool. That's thanks, Terry. And how many people do you kind of have going to your somewhat regular events?
Well, the first one, it was just two of us, the organizer of that and myself. Then there was, that was in September. Then in October, there was a follow-up meeting where we had like five people showed up. There was, hardly any real marketing or promotion towards the event. So, really for no more than word of mouth that what we've been doing and, as far as getting enough people on a consensus to where we can actually start talking about a true hackerspace. There hasn't really been anything this month because of the holidays. The holidays tend to throw everyone into an array. But not sure what to add to that.
It can be very difficult for new people or new hackerspaces in terms of not knowing the not being able to tack into an existing hacking or open source or arts culture in the area. I know. We were able to tap into the local Linux user group. There were some other arts and technology groups like Python and regular meetups. So the circle in the people in Dublin was quite small, but we were able to tap into them. And we had 17 people turn up to our first meeting because we were able to tap into that existing community. But it was also very important for us at the start to say that this was something new. It wasn't going to be these we didn't want to have these existing communities come in and take over. We decided we're all leaving our baggage at the door and we're going to start something new. But I think you really need to try and tap into something that exists locally already. Maybe it's ham radio or Linux user group or something along those lines.
Yeah, I understand perfectly what you're saying. There is a lot of hope for, a vibrant community here in Central Arkansas. I think most of the efforts that have really been formulating have been around the co-working spaces. There's a couple of co-working spaces that's started up. But like I said, it's been a matter of timing and just getting a few things together. One of the things that we're looking at doing is going ahead and doing something similar to this call-in here in the Arkansas area. That's going to be pretty much focused on just getting some common discussion going. There's not really, to my knowledge, a vibrant Linux user group going on here. Even though I certainly wouldn't rule it out, there is an amateur radio club that I've been kind of getting involved with, and that's also where the other gentleman, Joe Coburg, I don't know whether he is actually checked in or if he was just listening to these calls. basically been pretty much efforts behind him and myself as well. I am working on a website that is basically the ideal is to establish a network of satellite shops around the state. There's a lot, you know, a lot of Arkansas is rural, even though we do have a decent small population in our Little Rock, Central North Little Rock area.
Okay, yeah. Is that website hacknetcentral.com?
Yes. Right now, it's just a splash page right now, but that's going to be changing, and it's going to there's going to be having quite a bit of activity going on with it.
Yeah, it's kind of useful. I see that you have a page. It's called Mont in on the hackspace.
Yeah,
it's useful to have those on the. It's useful to have the page on the hackerspaces.org so people can kind of find an existing group that has some interest in starting up.
Yeah, of course, actually on the HackNet Central thing, I've got the .com, the .net, and the .org, even though it's going to promote itself as a .com. Not a commercial-oriented thing, but that's just a popularity thing.
The Max, if you're still on the line, do you have any comments on how you guys were able to find so many people? I think you might.
Hi, I'm sorry. We had you plugged into the surround sound system at the space, so other people could listen in. As far as getting other or continuing to get people interested in the space, we had. For the first three weeks, you know, while all the actual hard part was being done, all we had was a meetup group. And so the meetup group allowed us to send emails to everybody who had signed up for interest as far as, you know, this is what we're doing, we've got the confirmation done. And the other thing we did was at our very first meeting, when we got everybody in a room, we immediately set up follow-up Tuesday meetings at a different space and got the word out from the people who had attended the first meeting. The gentleman who ran the space where we had the follow-up meetings was at the meeting and suggested this, which I think was a brilliant idea. And so in the beginning, we had probably 15 people carry on from the initial 50 who would come to the weekly, you know, hash-out meetings is what they essentially turned out to. And so we were able to keep updated and momentum going that way. And then 3 weeks in, we'd formed, you know, like the gentleman from Arkansas had stated, we'd already had hackerspacecharlotte.org set up. And we were able to do a Facebook and a Twitter and keep people updated via those and as well as the weekly status emails of this is what's been done. And then once we got the space going, we kind of, I have to say we dropped the ball a little bit because once we got the space and started to do all the build out and work, the frequency of communications dropped off a little bit because, you know, obviously we were here, you know, doing work and painting things. And then within the last month or so, as that started to spin down, we had a soft opening where we had all the initial people who pledged money, you know, gave them all keys to the space and said, hey, come on, Hackerspace. And then from that, we went immediately and did a forum on our website and started sending even more frequent notices to the global list as to, okay, this is what we're doing now. This is what we're doing now. This is, oh, and by the way, we're open. Bring your stuff. So we were able to do incremental thing or changes that could be communicated to people to just keep them kind of, you know, on board and interested. But as far as motivation and bringing on new people during the build process, I have to say that wasn't necessarily as much of a strong point for us, and we probably could have done a better job in reaching out to, like, media, local newspapers, other user groups, for example, because other than the people who showed up at the Hackerspace group and the 2600 meeting that a lot of us had also cross-pollinated to, we didn't exactly reach out to the local Java groups or any of the other programming or tech groups that were in Charlotte already. So that was kind of one of our misses.
Okay, thanks, man. Somebody else came in just there now? Want to say hi? Somebody else came in there just now. Did they want to say hello? they may have dropped off already. Have either of you guys thought about participating in the synchronous hackathon event? That's another one of my little things I tried to help coordinate.
I'm interested in participating with that from Little Rock, but at the moment we kind of have lack of an active space, and so that's kind of where most of our thoughts have been focused, more on just getting something started. From there, I do intend on actively collaborating and communicating with other spaces. In fact, fostering that, if possible, through the HackNet Central effort.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. There's a huge amount of potential within every hackerspace, and then you combine all the hackerspaces together, and you know it's almost limitless ability. And so it's something I'd like to see promoted on it. So the next synchronous hackathon will be on the, just let me double check the dates, the 18th and the 19th of December, so the week before Christmas. So we're hoping to do something that weekend. I'm not sure yet what will happen. I'd nearly, unless you guys have any more specific questions, or if you wanted to talk about anything else in particular, we'll pretty finish with that, seeing as there's only the three of us participating today.
Go ahead and give us a couple of ideas of what you are going to run for the Synchronous Hackerspace event.
Okay. Generally, so the Synchronous Hackathons have been going on now for just over a year. So the next December one will be like the 14th. So one of the ideas that we had that we didn't follow up with last month was to do a basic challenge that hackerspaces could kind of do in friendly competition. So the idea that was essentially coming out of the last event was to somehow come up with a way of posting a cupcake to another hackerspace or to somebody else, and how to package a cupcake and have it arrive in a pristine manner, so it would have to be wrapped carefully. It's like sending an egg in a package, one of those things, or how to have an egg survive a certain drop or whatever. So I'm thinking, seeing as it would be Christmas for the next hackathon, maybe, you know, it could be a decorating your hackerspace or something festive, lighting. It's kind of open. It's up to what people are willing to participate in themselves. I was hoping at the last hackathon, one of the talks I wanted to stream live over the internet, but unfortunately I managed to break the FireWire connector on the video camera, and I didn't have time to figure out what if there was a double clutch. So presentations is another thing I'd possibly like to see, where I don't know if you're familiar with the OSS Barcamp style model of giving presentations and talks, where you kind of you basically say, here's a venue, let's have a talk, and participants contribute the content. Where if you think of it, what you have is, if you think of the hackathon as being like a conference, where you have like 20 or 48 hours of time to fill, and basically says, well, I'm here at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to do a talk on this this knowledge or this activity that we're working on. We as in the idea of generally I was saying is we do these talks anyway within our local space. Why not stream them over the internet and have other hackerspaces participate? We did another thing we did, not during the hackathon, but an event previously. We did a quiz. We did like a hackerspace kind of quiz between ourselves in Dublin and another hackerspace in Galway, which is on the west coast of Ireland. And that was quite a bit of fun, you know, just a general kind of techie general knowledge quiz. But essentially the opportunities are endless, but it's really just getting a small quorum of hackerspaces to actually start doing it, and then it would grow from there. And it still hasn't succeeded, but I still think it's worthwhile doing. And in general, all we need is to have some method of streaming the technology, video streaming, and having people in your hackerspace during that time and looking at streaming or putting your content out there on the internet for other people to participate or to follow or to watch. I'll stop there now. Somebody else just came in there. Want to say hi? That's pretty much all I have on the idea, Max. It's a bit loose. It's kind of hard. I don't know if you have any comments or more specific questions. Unless Max or Terry, you've anything else particularly you want to add in, we probably could just finish off there. I'll try and upload the.
Actually, I'm fine. This is my first time, Terry from Little Rock. This is my first time to check into one of these call-ins, and I'm intrigued. I'm interested, and you will probably find me become a more regular participant as time moves on.
Oh, brilliant! Thanks, Terry. I think that has always been very useful for some of the other hackerspaces, the very young or the embryonic hackerspaces. It gives you an opportunity to talk with more experienced hackerspaces. And you should try, if possible, to maybe get some of your guys to visit some of the other hackerspaces that might be in other cities or other states that are nearby. It could be very inspiring just to see other hackerspaces.
Yes, I do plan on getting the other people to try to go ahead and check in on this global call-in, because it seems like a unique opportunity for everyone to kind of get on the same page, or at least in the same book, if you know what I mean. And certainly I can see it as a learning opportunity as well.
Okay, you're brilliant. Thanks for that, Terry. I'll kind of finish up here now, Terry. Thanks for participating from Little Rock, and Max from Hackerspace Charlotte, and this is Rob Fitz from TOG in Dublin. Thanks everybody for listening, and I'll be posting up the, hopefully if the audio worked, the recording worked, I'll be posting it up on the Hackerspace's website soon. Okay, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate it.